I really liked that last song. I don't know if you were listening to it. Could you hear any of it? It mentioned in there in the very first verse something about cocoons and butterflies. Were you listening? Although, I gotta say that that's, strictly speaking, not quite correct. Does anybody know what's wrong about talking about cocoons and butterflies? What? You just wanted to raise your hand. That's good. Anybody else? What?
That butterflies are kind of a part of God, but not all the way a part of God.
I really like that, but okay, that butterflies are kind of God, part of God, but not really like God. That's good. That's where I'm kind of going to go. But actually, strictly speaking, a cocoon, what comes out of a cocoon? Does anybody know? What?
Butterflies.
No. Out of a cocoon comes a moth. What a butterfly builds is a chrysalis. We call it a chrysalis, not a cocoon. So strictly speaking, it's that song's a little bit off, but I still like it. Did you like that video? Were you watching that? The one that was up there? Did you see when it was on the screen? Were you watching the butterfly come out of the chrysalis? Were you? You were watching that? You weren't. What were you doing? Oh, you don't have to answer that. That's not a good thing to say. Okay. Now, I've got some questions I wanted to ask you, and there's no correct answer to these questions. Okay? So don't feel like I'm fishing for an answer, that the answer is Jesus. Okay? You know, okay. There's no correct answer. Okay. Now, do you think, does a caterpillar, and you saw that in the video, there was a picture of a caterpillar, right? And then there was the picture of the chrysalis. And what came out of the chrysalis?
Butterfly.
And then there was the butterfly with its wings. Now, do you think that a caterpillar, as it crawls around eating stuff, what do caterpillars eat?
Leaves,
that's right. As it crawls around eating leaves, do you think that they know that someday they will become a butterfly?
Yeah.
You think they do? Okay. Any, what?
No.
You don't think they do?
Yes,
okay.
They do.
Yes, they do. I don't know because I've never been a caterpillar and I've never found the language to be able to ask one. Have you? Do you know how to speak caterpillar? I'm a human. You're right. I'm a human. Okay. Now, another question. How hard do you think it is to make a chrysalis? Yeah? Is it really hard? You think it's really hard? Yeah. You think it takes a long time to make?
Yes. You go like that and screw it in.
Okay. You screw it in. I love this image. Okay. Screwing. Okay. What tools do you think a caterpillar needs? A saw. Hammer. Tong, 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 tong. What? What?
It needs itself.
It needs itself. You know, the silk or whatever that is comes out of them, doesn't it? Yeah. We didn't have in their video of them making the caterpillar making the chrysalis to start with. She says it's actually kind of gross. Okay. Okay. Well, that's good. And does the caterpillar go in there and then poof, automatically, presto change-o, it becomes a butterfly?
No.
No, what happens?
It takes about a few weeks.
It takes time? You think a few weeks. I don't know. I'm not a scientist or somebody who studies. I have never actually watched.
I saw a caterpillar and it said it takes a few weeks.
A few weeks.
Just like 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay, good. I'm glad we have a scholar in the group. Okay. Okay, a few weeks. But it takes time. Okay. Now, next question. Do you think that it is hard to get out of that chrysalis, to break out of it?
You just have to push with the pulley.
Then push with the pulley?
Yeah. Push
okay.
With the pulley.
What?
And then...
Oh, with a point.
And then it, like...
Wow.
And the butterfly just, like, flaps all away.
Oh, okay. Do you think it hurts at all?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
It eats the chrysalis? Okay, you know that? Okay, we've got another scholar here. Okay. Oh, okay. Wow, okay. Now, If you were a butterfly, and that's the feeling kind of question, so, you know, be thinking about feeling. If you were a butterfly, what do you think it would feel like to spread your wings for the first time and fly?
Fun.
Fun? Yeah. Any other thoughts?
Fun.
Fun? You know, it kind of looked as it was coming out that there was some of, you talked kind of about being kind of the gross part, that other part. I think it's kind of sticky at first, you think? You know, when they've got a...
It's sticky, and yeah. Then they lay around in the sun, and then the wings start to fold out to its regular shape.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. So it's got to be out in the sun.
What is this? The
sun dries the wings.
And
okay.
And then it helps the wings curl up until it's straight.
Okay.
And then
the butterfly tries to teach
him how
to fly.
And then he starts to fly. She's right.
Yeah, she's right. He admitted his sister is right. Get that down on tape. We got it recorded. Okay. Okay. Wow. Well, we'll have to remember this down the road. Okay. Well, what do you think it feels like to fly for the first time? You never did it before. Here was a caterpillar whose experience up to this point was just crawling around. And she went, and all of a sudden, it no longer has to stay attached to the plant. It can fly.
Wow.
Well, I guess I was asking these questions because, you know I got to get around to what's around to Jesus, you know. You know, because understanding all this stuff about Jesus coming out of the tomb, that's kind of hard to understand. But I think we sometimes think of, yeah, it is. You're right. Absolutely right. Sort of like a butterfly coming out of a chrysalis. And spreading wings and flying. And in a sort of the way that's how it is with us. Who we use those words as we're in Jesus, we're connected to Jesus, we are followers of His, but it's not just walking behind Him. He helps us to kind of break open our own chrysalis. I mean, because you guys are growing. You are, you know. You're not always going to be like you are right now. You're going to grow and you're going to become, and someday you're going to spread your wings and you're going to fly. And you're beautiful now, but you're going to be as beautiful as a butterfly. Okay. And I just thinking ahead to what other scripture we were listening to that was going on as we were watching that video. It said when Christ is revealed, because it's talking about not right now, it's talking about sometime in the future, when we are revealed,
whoa, whoa.
Be like butterflies, even more so, and really flying. That's a good image. That's a good thing to think about.
One time a butterfly played with me and put a dress on clothes, and then he put a crown on, then shoes on, and then he laughed.
Your imagination is really good connecting up with something you experienced. That's good. That's what we got to do. Would you pray with me? Let's pray together. Thank you, God, for butterflies. Well, for caterpillars and for chrysalises or cocoons that we sometimes say, and for butterflies and for your beauty, fairest Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay. Thank you. You've been so good.